We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's Ailey Lewis here on Chiefs News Daily. Join us every weekday, Monday through Friday, for your daily Chiefs news, each episode dropping at 7 p.m. Central Time right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Now, Chiefs fans, if you want the best written analysis on the Chiefs, you should consider the KCSN Daily Substack. It's $30 for the year, newsletters every day with film rooms and scheme studies, statistical analysis from KCSN's data scientist, Joseph Hefner, plus all of the best NFL draft coverage specifically on the Chiefs just for you. Link is in the description. Now let's get into today. So we all know Lajarius Sneed has been traded to the Tennessee Titans, but do the banks know just yet? I mean, just kidding, but Sneed's contract hasn't gone through just yet at the time of recording this. $19.8 million he would have earned under the tag isn't off the books just yet. Here's where the Chiefs currently sit in terms of salary cap space. They are estimated to have $26.3 million in cap space, according to SpotRack. But that won't, of course, clear until Sneed has cleared medicals and is officially signed with the Tennessee Titans, even though SpotRack is reflecting the trade already. Again, this is at the time we're recording this. Now, while a lot of offseason focus is on a team's cap space, there are actually two major components that go into each deal. It's the cap hit and the total cash. Now, what's the difference between the salary cap and cash spending? Well, Andrew Brandt from Sports Illustrated explains. He says, let's make this very simple. Cash is real money. Cap is simply a county. Cash is what a player will actually receive in a contract. Cap is a mechanism of compliance, a way NFL teams account for a contract over the life of the deal. And through the NFL's systematic magic of signing an option bonus proration, spreading out the cap impact of bonuses over the term of a deal, cap can be adjusted to provide short-term gain for long-term pain. He goes on to say that cash is real money in and real money out. Cap is simply just bookkeeping, even dead money, leftover non-roster charges for players no longer with the team. It is not cash. So the Chiefs have more cap space now, and because they didn't make a huge splash in free agency, here are some of the players who are in the last year of their deal the Chiefs could address with that little bit of extra money. You got linebacker Nick Bolton, center Creed Humphrey, and guard Trey Smith. If they address these players, you can expect to see some contracts like this. Here are contracts currently for other similar linebackers in the league. Highest paid inside linebackers according to average salary per year: Roquan Smith with Baltimore for $20 million, Fred Warner with San Francisco $19 million, Tremaine Edmonds, Chicago $18 million, Foyer Sede Aloakin with Jacksonville $15 million, and Patrick Queen with Pittsburgh $13.7 million. For other centers, highest paid centers according to average salary per year, you got Frank Ragnow with Detroit $13.5 million, Ryan Jensen, Tampa Bay, $13 million. Lloyd Cushenberry, Tennessee, $12.5 million. Corey Linsley, L.A., $12.5 million. And Ryan Kelly with Indianapolis for $12.5 million again. Highest paid guards according to average salary per year: Landon Dickerson with Philadelphia, $21 million. Chris Lindstrom with Atlanta, $20.5 million. Robert Hunt with Carolina, $20 million. Quentin Nelson with Indianapolis, $20 million. And Mike Owinu with New England for $19 million. All right, let's now take a look around the Chiefs' free agency, some potential needs Kansas City might look to address. Our own BJ Kissel shared this tweet saying, "Looking at the Chiefs' roster, these are some spots I still think would be addressed with a veteran option slash guy who could take the field week one if needed. Won't be flashy deals, but guys who could start without banking on a rookie." You can see that BJ has listed wide receiver 3/4, running back 2, quarterback 2, left tackle, guard slash center 2, and quarterbacks 2 and 3. Here's the Chiefs' current depth chart coming off of ourlads.com. Let's take a look over at the wide receiver position. We got Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and Justin Watson listed as starters, with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore filling out the second string. Now let's shift our attention to running back listed as the starter. You know him, you've heard of him, Isaiah Pacheco, right? LaMichael Pirine right behind him, followed by Generic Prince at 3 and Keontae Ingram at 4. Remember, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon still remain unsigned. Let's move over to quarterback. Just 2 backing up Mahomes currently. Remember Blaine Gabbert, the former QB, he is unsigned right now, and former backup Shane Buechele moved on to Buffalo. Right now, Mahomes only backed up by these two guys, Chris Solotikin and Ian Book. At left tackle, Wanya Morris is listed as a starter with just 1 lone backup. Over at center, it's Creed Humphrey. He's listed all alone. We shift to guard now, and you can see that the Chiefs have a lot to figure out at this position. Joe Tooney still sits at left guard, starting with Mike Caliendo backing him up, while right guard is just held alone by Trey Smith. Last, we want to shift our attention over to the cornerback position. With the departure of Snead, you can see the Chiefs have a lot of young talent left to fill that void. Trent McDuffie and Nick Jones listed at nickelback, Jalen Watson, Echo Boydo, and Keith Taylor right now at the right corner, while Joshua Williams, Nazi Johnson, and Kelvin Joseph fill in on the left side. Last season, McDuffie led the way with 977 defensive snaps, but you let us know, who do you think has the biggest need, or what position group has the biggest need right now on the depth chart? Leave it in the comments. Also share who you think the Chiefs should pick up in free agency to help fill those voids. All right, let's talk a little bit more about some free agents who might make sense for the Chiefs. Here's a list of free agents still available that could play into Kansas City, starting off strong with Mekhi Becton. Here's what our own KCSN writer Tyler Brown has to say about the left tackle. He says Becton, listed as 6'7", 363 pounds, does have a rich injury history, playing 1 game in 2021 and missing the entirety of the 2022 season. Amassing 31 games over his 4-year career, he did play in 16 games last season. However, it was not the prettiest season for the left tackle, but it was essentially the first time he had played since his rookie season. I'm not saying Becton is the answer, but he would provide real talent along the offensive line and someone for second-year left tackle Wanya Morris to compete with. Now let's take a look at the wide receiver position. One still on the market is Hunter Renfrow, a receiver who has the ability to create space by running elite routes. Renfrow was a Pro Bowler back in 2021 and opened his career with 3 straight 600-plus yard seasons before seeing his role diminished. Now, he only racked up 25 catches for 255 yards in 2023 and 585 yards combined over the last 2 seasons. But he's a speedy 5'10 slot receiver. Who knows? Maybe he could fit into the scheme here in Kansas City. As always, let us know in the comments how you feel. What do you feel about those free agents we listed, or maybe some free agents that you might be looking at for Kansas City? Now let's get to some of our loyal listeners. Let's hear your thoughts so far on Chiefs News Daily. Remember, we want you all to be a part of this show as well. Get involved. Make sure you join our LLC. That is the exclusive Loyal Listeners Club. It is free to join. You get perks for supporting the show. That's where you can ask me questions, you can interact with other fans, and like always, win cool stuff. Click the link in the description. Find out how to join the LLC. It costs you nothing. All right, let's dive into your questions now. Here is one coming from Isaac Hugh. Which player in free agency would make the biggest impact if the Chiefs signed them? Well, we just talked a lot about them. The list of positions that were still needed, you heard us talking about it earlier. A few key players that stand out, obviously offensive lineman Mekhi Becton. He could be a great addition to bolster up the Chiefs' offensive line depth. There's no denying that running back J.K. Dobbins could come in and strengthen the Chiefs' rushing attack, but I think one guy whose name pops out is defensive back Rock Ya-Sin. He's a veteran player who isn't afraid to get his hands dirty. He's been described as gritty and makes sense, having come from the Ravens' defense this past season. Now, in 2023, he was a rotational player for Baltimore, but he did appear in 14 games with 1 start, denying 10 of 21 passes thrown his way, allowing just 52.4% of passes to find their target. Before that, he was in Indianapolis after being drafted by the Colts in 2019. Now, this is a young guy. He might be a very affordable addition to the Chiefs. Let us know, do you think he would fit in here in KC? As always, we appreciate y'all staying involved in the show. If you want to know more about the draft as we gear up for the NFL draft, guys, it's less than a month away. You got to check out the KCSN draft guide. More than 150 pages of Chiefs-specific draft coverage. Which players fit the Chiefs scheme, historical markers for certain position groups as well. It is the best resource for Chiefs fans going into the draft. Of course, the link in the description. All right, guys, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Again, if you haven't joined our LLC, sign up. It is free. Joining the Loyal Listeners Club keeps you in the loop, and it's a fun way to interact and chat with us. Remember, tomorrow is opening day at the K. Our crew is going to be out at Kauffman Stadium supporting the Royals, kick off their series at home against the Twins. We hope to see you guys out there, and if you do, make sure you say hi. If not, we'll see you right back here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Time. See you then.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.